to those of us of a certain age, I think starting a conference called Webstock in New Zealand with a song by the Queen somehow seems really appropriate. At least the very best endeavours should be orchestrated as artistic endeavours, a form of performance, a sublime experience where we are challenged, enlarged, made wiser, with the chance interactions with like-minded others and not stolen moments over poor coffee, where attendees will look back on them as turning points in their thinking, their careers, their lives. We want Webstock to be a turning point for the industry in New Zealand. We would love for Webstock to be a turning point in your career. Welcome to Webstock. My name's Mike Brown. I started Webstanders New Zealand a little over a year ago, and it's just wonderful to be here to be able to stand up and open Webstock for you. I was born in Wellington, and I grew up here, and I've lived here all my life. And it means a lot that we can hold Webstock here in Wellington, because with due respect to everywhere else in the world, Wellington rocks as a place to live, even with a big southerly storm about to hit. Webstock's a collaborative effort brought to you by Webstanders New Zealand. And Natasha, and Charlie Bird, and Ben, and Alyssa, and Siggy, and Miraz have all poured their heart and soul into this conference. And Mike Pearson of Govis, and Luke and Haley of Party Coopers have all been an integral part of the organising team. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, because without them Webstock wouldn't be what it is today. Novell, who are our premier sponsor, and also sponsored Kathy Sierra. They saw our vision for Webstock right at the start and came on board. Intergen, who are sponsoring Joel Spolsky. Provoke, sponsoring Kelly Goto. Positively Wellington Business, sponsoring Doug Bowman. Microsoft, for sponsoring Tony Chua. Silver Stripe, for sponsoring the cocktails to drink this evening. DNA Design, who've taken our vision and realised it into a brand and a design for us. Govis, sponsoring Donna Mora. And without whose underwriting and support right at the start of this, we wouldn't be able to have a conference at all. And Signify, for sponsoring Steve Champion, and who've long since lost track of how many hours that I've spent working on this conference. All of our sponsors have been wonderfully supportive, and I'd like to thank them. And I'd also like to thank all of our volunteers and our suppliers who've invariably gone beyond the call of duty. Mostly, I'd like to thank our speakers. We sat down about a year ago, just under a year ago, and came up with a wish list of speakers that we just want to see at a conference. And invariably, they're pretty much all here. Setting up a conference can be a fairly stressful experience, as anyone who's dealt with Joe Clark could testify. But my single biggest worry over the past few months, the thing that I've lying awake at bed or woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning thinking about, has been bird flu. And I've worried that bird flu, there'd be an outbreak of bird flu and New Zealand would have to close its borders. And all of the overseas speakers that we've invited would be stuck outside and unable to get in. But thankfully that hasn't happened. And they're all here now and it looks like it's happening and it's all very cool. And in fact, if we did have an outbreak of bird flu, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing because the borders would close, but the speakers would be stuck here. And we could put them to work building websites for us while we went off to the beach and relaxed. Code for Freedom. It's been the main theme that we've had for this conference. Think of it as a rallying call. Building with web standards is fighting the good fight. And think that if you're not using web standards, the tide's coming in fast, and you're going to be stuck and rusting. Web standards also code for freedom, because if we use web standards, we can be assured that things work. And it frees us up to concentrate on the things that really matter on the web. And these are things like connecting and sharing and teaching and learning and inspiring. How the web has changed the world in such a short time is, I think, without precedent in our history. And it's moving so fast that it's hard for me to comprehend what my children, Matthew and Joshua, are going to be doing on the web when they're teenagers and when they're adults. And I really think that we're privileged to be working in this industry, because it's a young industry, the web's a young media, and we're still taking our baby steps at the moment. And we've got a chance right now to get so many things right. Our challenge to you at this conference is to use that privilege for good, to make a difference to those that you work with and to those that you work for. We want Webstock to be an experience. We want it to be a catalyst for change and improvement. And we're going to think that we fail if you don't leave Webstock inspired and recharged. And if you don't leave Webstock exhausted and overflowing with ideas. And if you don't leave Webstock wanting to do something better. Webstock had its start when Natasha one night said, "Why don't we do our own conference and invite Tim Berners-Lee to speak?" So we did. Enjoy.
This is Tim Berners-Lee. I'm so sorry I can't be with you in person, so I sent this little message. Thanks for inviting me to send the message anyway. Webstock looks as though it's going to be such a lot of fun. It's got so much, I guess, what is it, it's of real web stuff. Webstock seems to be people who realize that the web is about people and who get it, who get what it's supposed to be about, who realize that things like usability and accessibility and making websites which are actually good for the person who's trying to find information rather than just fun for the designer to create. The web as a web of things which point to each other, which is fun and exciting. So I guess also Webstock seems to be a place where people realize that the standards are really important. Making things so that they interoperate is really important. And it's, so it's great to see a community like that with so much energy and excitement in it. So from W3C, thank you to everybody who's, you know, everybody who's building websites and supporting us, and everybody who's pushing to make sure that websites and software all use the standards. That really, really makes a big difference when people make that push. So Webstock, you've got a looks like a great program, lots of interesting things. Maybe in return for this video clip, I could just ask for a DVD of the whole proceedings. But anyway, I mean, you'll have to have fun and learn lots of useful stuff and meet lots of interesting people in my absence. Thanks again for inviting me to send this video clip. I'm sure that Webstock is going to be a great event. Welcome.